from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
That's one of the challenges we have, both at safety and at linebacker, where pivotal pieces that have not been able to rep, whether it be completely from the spring and training camp included, or in some cases, a lot of the majority of training camp. So it's a challenge. You know, we'll find our way through it. The biggest challenge is having a player hurt is one thing, but having a new player hurt who doesn't know what we're doing systematically is another challenge. So we're trying to capture every rep we can, just using them and walk through this week, because we're getting closer and closer to the season here.
Ah, but Joe Andreessen. Maybe he's the savior. Sean McDermott there. He'll join us at 4. McDermott, not Joe Andreessen. No plans to speak with him today. Maybe in the
future.
Why
not?
We should. Probably should.
Let's make a call.
Living the dream, right?
Yep.
1 week from today, plus half an hour, is the cut deadline. And as you may know, different from years past, not different this year, but it used to be spread out, the cuts. And you can still cut guys whenever you want. But you have until next Tuesday, the 27th at 4, to get to 53. And some teams might cut as many as 37 players on that day. Huge. And, you know, one benefit to the team here, of course, having 90 this late into the summer, into preseason, is the situations like the one the Bills are in.
Right, they've got guys that they can put on the field that they ostensibly don't, I don't want to say they don't care if they get hurt, because you never want anyone to get hurt, of course, but it's not going to affect the regular season if, you know, something happens to them in this game on Saturday. You know, if they do something good and can help themselves, maybe it helps them land somewhere else, but, you know, most likely they're not in the Bills' plans.
Right. Let's go to Matt here. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. My question for you today is that, you know, roughly 3 or 4 years ago, I recall that the Bills had strung together a couple of seasons where they actually, it became a storyline where they had, like, the fewest injuries in the NFL, or they were one of the least injured teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
And to the point where even, I think it was Gabe Davis got interviewed, he's like, we really don't do squats, like, during the regular season. That was one example. So I'm wondering if, you know, not focusing on that one example, but, you know, has there been a turnover in the personnel and the training staff, or a shift in ideology? Has anything changed that we could even begin to address and say, hey, I know we can't expect to be that top level of, you know, never getting injured kind of team, but, you know, this is, it seems like it's kind of the opposite now, and I didn't know if there had been any kind of shift.
Not that I know of.
No, I can't speak to the personnel. I suppose, you know, you could probably go through old media guides and find if there's been changes in people there, but I would be stunned if they changed anything philosophically, because it had been going very well. You know, we did talk about it I don't know about a lot, but we certainly talked about it. The training center and the hyperbaric chambers and just all the state of the art, right? Player tracking. Like, are they on to something? Do they have an edge? You probably always, well, I know I wanted to believe that they had been on some leading edge. It was probably, not to totally discredit that, because you should do scientifically all you can do to manage your players and prevent injury. But I think it probably was mostly good luck 3 or 4 years ago, and now it's bad luck. It's
100%.
What it is. So I don't think there's really any smoking gun to find. I think fans like to think about it. I happened to hear someone call Steve and Chris yesterday on One Bills Live bringing up Rusty Jones
not again.
From the 80s. I don't think you can there's no one to blame. It's just crap luck is all it is.
But you said too, are there some differences? Probably. But I've always thought it was mostly luck. Because what sense would it make? I know it's a relative thing, but what sense would it make that the teams in the National Football League, billion-dollar organizations, would just like not have common sense when it came to injuries? You know, there are these examples that stick out where you hear that somebody was negligent. You know, that's a story when you hear that.
Or a team pushed a guy to play hurt.
Anything
whatever. Yeah.
Like that. But it's insane the level of detail and preparation that goes into all of this. And some teams are going to have worse injury luck. That isn't established for this team yet. The caller, Matt, thank you, Matt, remembers it the way I do a few years ago. I mean, I'd bring that up. The offensive line has never missed a snap together or anything. You know, you had that. You had Hyde and Poyer. Imagine what life would be. Would it be different if one of them got hurt? This is like 5 years ago. Lots of examples of that. One other thing that's different, if you think about last year, is they're older. And that's just a simple, you know, reality that if your players are older, there's more risk of injury. Trey White had already had a bad knee.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Injury, Von Miller, you know, Milano, these are all veteran players who've been hurt big time before.
Yep.
And you're just going to have that much greater chance for it to happen again. Now you get younger, and you certainly don't want to see, you know, a lot of your younger guys getting hurt significantly, but older teams, this would happen. And again, we're not yet to the season, so we don't know. See, week to week, and you know, we're having fun with the terminology. There are 19 days before the season. Forget this Carolina game. It means nothing. So you've got 19 games before week one,
days.
Arizona. 19 days before week one, Arizona. And you know, you can almost put any injury into a certain bucket week to week, multiple weeks, that does not rule out that player for week one.
Right.
Whether that's Trubisky or MVS or whoever you want, not Milano, but almost everybody else we're talking about could be ready and healthy for week one. And hopefully they are. Arizona.
Yep.
There's some Arizona buzz.
Yeah.
Not from you. You hate Arizona.
Yeah, but I'm
I just remembered, so do I.
We have to. It's part of the brand.
Yes.
We just, you know, some things you just don't have a choice about, kids. So, you know, you work here, you have to hate the Cardinals. Or at least on this show, I should say. Somebody, Sam Monson, I think last week, maybe one of the last things you asked him last Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it was, you know, dark horse type team, and he chose them. And, yeah, like I'm spooked. I mean, I put the Bills 5 in reverse AFC. Probably I put them 10, but I'm spooked by all this stuff. You know, it's the summer, and I don't. You know, the preseason games are immaterial, other than the injuries that are happening to me, but they're adding up. And I don't know. I think I might have woken up today thinking about what if they lose to the Cardinals week one or something. Like I'm in a dark place right now with them.
Wow. I mean, they could.
Sure.
It's always been this way. Before the injuries, it was still because of the roster changes. It's been how much do they have to lean into Allen? How much is he worth? We know how much he's worth, but you take several good players off the team, will it matter in the end to their record, like to their results? And so it's still that. It's a little bit more that, maybe. The Milano injury is the one. You know, losing, due respect, MVS or Trubisky doesn't change anything about their fortunes. You're even saying maybe it leads to an upgrade.
Yeah.
Maybe in both cases.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Like I wonder with how, you know, last week we had a Corey Davis minute, I don't know, hour maybe, I don't know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But it seemed like evidence that they're still looking, unless it was, I did at one point suggest maybe it's just a favor to an agent, you know, put our name on it, he's out there, he's looking for work, okay, great. But they might still be looking, and injuries to their receiver room could have them looking even more so next Tuesday at 4:00 or 4:01 when got, you know, there might be more names circled than ever before on their, you know, potential targets once guys get released. Like if that guy goes, you know, get on the phone. If that guy goes, get on the phone. I wouldn't be surprised if that list is getting a lot more attention this year because of the injuries that they have now, especially at quarterback with Trubisky, you know, like on one hand, I'm inclined to sort of go, well, you know, if something happens to Allen, the season's in inferno anyway, so forget it. Like, who cares, right? That's like if he's devastated, out for the year type thing. I don't think there's any coming back from that. But part of my reasoning with thinking about Trubisky and wanting them to do something different there, and hopefully maybe that this will force them to do something different, is, you know, the concussion spotter sends Allen to the locker room and he's got to miss a drive or two or a quarter or whatever. Or, you know, he gets dinged, so he's got to miss a week or two. You always want to be as good as you can be. And like I said, like I'm a little bit at odds because I feel like Allen is so prominent and so important that the whole thing derails without him. But there are times where quarterbacks miss a week or two or a series or two, and I just do not trust Trubisky at all to get anything good done. He might not hurt you badly. I mean, he threw a horrible pick on Saturday, but maybe part of the reason they like him is he doesn't take chances. But that's the biggest problem I have with him, is he just doesn't want to throw the ball down the field. He just doesn't see it or feel it quickly enough, I don't think.
There are a few names. Ryan Tannehill probably would be the most prominent. A.J. McCarron, I think, might also be a free agent, but the Bills made a move to Anthony Brown, so they're not to those guys yet, if they'll ever get there. 803-0550, Sean McDermott at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.